we become what we think about. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, Jim Rohn gives us a great lesson on why both positive and negative thinking is normal and necessary. Enjoy.
Let me first now give you some tips on negative that really helped me. So valuable for me. I think you'll appreciate these. Here's number one. Negative is normal. Boy, that was helpful for me. No, it wasn't weird to be negative. Negative is normal. Normal meaning it's a part of the human experience. And it's a part of all of our experience. All of us have this same experience, the negative side of life. So negative is normal. Now, negative is not successful.
Right.
But it is normal, meaning it's a part of the life experience. Here's number two. Negative is not to be ignored. Negative is very real. As soon as you've planted the garden, the busy bugs and the noxious weeds are out to take it all. We have two things going for us in our human experience. Here's one, opportunity. And here's number two, the threat to the opportunity. So we deal with both of these twin scenarios in life, opportunity and the threat. Now, the threat to opportunity we call the negative side of life. Number one, it's normal, meaning it's a part of the life experience. Number two, it's not to be ignored. I know some people teach different, but listen to them and listen to me and make up your own mind. I know some people teach, just turn your head real quick and say, there's no weeds, there's no weeds, there's no weeds. Hey, they'll take your garden. Okay? So you can't play silly mind games. You say, well, then how can you have a good garden? Well, you got to kill weeds. So here's number three. Negative is to be mastered or conquered. That's part of the life experience. Now, this twin scenario of the life experience is unique. Negative, positive. In fact, we could probably get into quite a philosophical discussion if we wanted to. Would there be positive without negative? Here's the best I've been able to come up with. It doesn't seem like it. That's about the best I can come up with. Here's what it seems like. It seems like, based on our finite awareness now, since we're not infinite, we're finite, meaning creatures of the world, for the moment at least, that's about the best we can come up with. It seems like it takes both to make a unique human experience, both negative and positive. In fact, one suggests the other. Would there be life without death? It doesn't seem like it. What makes life valuable? Death? Somebody asked me once if I had a good description of life, and I said, yes, I think I do. Life is the struggle to keep death at a respectable distance. Death seems to want to move in prematurely, and get us. So to have a good, long, flourishing life, what do you have to do? Push back. Now, if you don't push it back, it pushes you back. There's a push-shove going on here, and it's this negative-positive stuff. Would there be light without darkness? It doesn't seem like it. One suggests the other. Would there be success without failure? Well, I don't think so. You wouldn't call it success. You'd have to call it something else. It's the twin scenario that makes life interesting, fascinating, wondrous, in its possibility, but also dangerous in part of the content. So this is the best I've been able to come up with. Negative is normal. It's not to be ignored, but it is to be conquered and mastered. But it is part of the experience. Don't deny yourself the opportunity to drink from both cups, negative, positive. That's the life experience. And hey, you wouldn't have it any other way. What if you went to listen to a symphony orchestra one evening and the symphony orchestra only played little happy high notes all evening? Just little happy high notes all evening, little happy high notes. How much of that could you take? A whole evening of little happy high notes? No, that doesn't represent life. Don't you want to hear the crash of the cymbals? The music that'll scare you to death, describing the tragedy as well as the triumph? And the answer is yes, that's part of the life experience. Somebody says, well, I've been taught to be all positive. Well, you'll be some kind of freako then. We'll ship you off to La La Positive Land. That's not a life experience. Come on. What if the minister only prayed happy prayers every Sunday? How much of that could you take? Happy, happy every Sunday, happy, happy every Sunday, happy. No. No. Who's going to pray angry prayers? Who's going to pray frustrated prayers? Who's going to weep in public for the lost children? Come on. Negative and positive. In fact, in one sweep of one sentence, ancient script says it best. There's a time to laugh. Of course. And once you've learned to laugh, just keep on laughing. No. There's a time what? To cry. And you've got to be so sophisticated and well-educated that you don't laugh when it's time to cry. Come on. Another writer said, rejoice with those that rejoice. But that's not the end of it. It also says what? Weep. Weep with those that weep.
That does it for today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Please take a moment to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. If you have questions, you can ask those by going to 7goodminutes.com/askclyde. Or get me on Twitter at Clyde Lee Dennis. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.